Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt, and we're going to continue talking about Jesus and miracles and making application for our lives today because Jesus is still working miracles. Hebrews, I believe it's 10:38, says Jesus Christ. No, I'm sorry. It's Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And my desire is that as we share these stories of these miracle healings of Jesus, that your faith will be lifted. And if you're in need of a miracle, that your faith will go out and your faith will reach out and you will see God do something very significant in your life today. Today we're going to look at the healing of a blind man that is recorded in John chapter 9, verses 1 through 38. Very interesting, in this passage, we see that Jesus puts mud in this man's eyes and tells him to go wash. And it is, again, just another indication of how Jesus did not have a formula. He did not have a method that he used. But he dealt with each place and each situation. He dealt with each person personally and dynamically. You will recall earlier, there are several stories in the Gospels of Jesus healing blind people, but no two are just alike. Earlier, we looked at the healing of Bartimaeus. Jesus did not touch him. He just spoke words to him and said, according to your faith, be it unto you, and he was healed. There's another situation that I was just reading a little bit earlier, Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 30, where two blind men came to Jesus and asking him for healing, and it says that Jesus touched them, put his hand on them. In other words, he touched them and they received their sight. Now, in this story of healing in John chapter 9, totally different. This is one of the problems that I have with professionalized healing ministries today, is that there is the temptation and often the tendency to try to formalize a certain approach. In other words, just invite everybody to come up and stand at the front, and then the healing evangelist, he just goes along as fast as he can, laying hands on people. But this is not how Jesus did it. Jesus dealt with each situation personally, dynamically. That is why there are no two miracles, no two healing situations just alike. And let me encourage you, as you pray for people, let your spiritual antennas go up. Listen to God. He may have you to deal with one person very differently than another, because we are all different. And oh, how we need to see the healing ministry of Jesus Christ restored to the church today. But it can't be approached just in some professionalized, formalized manner. It must be approached as Jesus did, personally, out of compassion and dynamically. And I remember there's a passage, it's in Matthew chapter 14, and it says of Jesus, just bear with me, I want to read this. I sense that I should read this passage to you about Jesus being moved with compassion, and he healed out of a motive of compassion. And this is Matthew 14:14. It says, when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion and healed their sick. Jesus did not have a professionalized, formalized approach to healing. He was moved with compassion for the sick and suffering, and he dealt with each one as he was moved by the Holy Spirit personally and dynamically. Now let's look at this man in John chapter 9, starting at verse 1. It says, now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And the disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Now, make no mistake here, the Jews did not believe in reincarnation. And some people have derived that erroneous thought out of the fact that the disciples said, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? No, there was a teaching among some of the rabbis in this period, in this era. Now, this is not biblical, but it would have been what we would call rabbinic traditions. It would be some of the traditions of some of the rabbis that taught that it was possible for a person to sin even while in their mother's womb. So it's based on this teaching by some of the rabbis of this era that the disciples asked this question, Master, who has sinned? Was it this man or was it his parents that caused him to be born blind? Now, they are also making an erroneous assumption here that we must address, that anything, something bad happens to someone, or if there is some sickness or disease or tragedy in somebody's life, it must be a direct cause of some sin. And Jesus puts that erroneous concept to rest by saying, neither this man nor his parents sin, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. Now, we know that sin can cause sickness. Sin can cause tragedies to happen. But we live in a sinful and fallen world. And in this sinful, fallen world, Jesus said, in the world you shall have tribulation. Paul said one time, all who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And so even the most saintliest of believers will have challenges, will have tribulation and challenges here in this fallen, sinful world. So be careful about going around and doing what the disciples did and saying, oh, look what happened to this person. I wonder what they did. No, don't go there. It's best to take the attitude of Jesus. Notice what Jesus said. This has happened. Jesus said that the works of God should be revealed in him. Jesus, in other words, saw this as an opportunity not to assign blame, but for God to show forth his compassion and his power. Oh, I remember going through a great trial of faith one time. I think it was a in the area of provision and finances. And I remember, and it was based on this situation here of what Jesus said, I remember saying to God, God, this is a wonderful opportunity for you. God, what a wonderful opportunity for you to show forth your power and your faithfulness in my life. And so Jesus said, no, don't go there, fellas. Don't start trying to assign blame. But let's see this as an opportunity that the works of God should be revealed in him. Hey, what a powerful, proactive attitude of life. Some of you I'm talking to right now, you may be experiencing sickness. You may well be going through the COVID virus that it seems to be sweeping the world. You may be suffering a trial of faith in some other area, but let me encourage you. Don't become despondent. Don't start trying to look to where to assign blame, but say, God, what an opportunity for you to show forth your power, for you to show forth your compassion, and to show Jesus that you are truly the same yesterday and forever. What an opportunity, oh God, for you to work in my life or in my family's life today. And so Jesus went on from there, and I'll just read what he said. He didn't make a statement. Verse 4, he said, John 9:4, he said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. What is the works? He's talking about the works of God. What are the works of God? Well, if you read through the Gospels, Jesus is continually healing people, opening blind eyes, setting the oppressed free, lifting people, And these are the works of God. And Jesus said, I must work the works of him who sent me. So you know what the works of God are? The works of God are works of salvation, works of healing, works of deliverance, works of helping people who are in need. So do you want to work the works of God? Oh, then become an instrument. Say, God, use me to bring healing into people's lives. Use me as an instrument of hope and encouragement and healing in people's lives. And you will become one also who works the works of God. And so in John 9:4, Jesus said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva. Wow. And he anointed the eyes of the man, of the blind man, with the clay. Can you imagine this and what the disciples are thinking? Jesus spits on the ground and he takes the saliva and the dirt and he makes some clay balls and then he presses them on the eyes of the blind man. We have records of, as I said earlier, of different blind people being healed, but this is the first time Jesus has ever healed anyone just like this. And then he tells the blind man to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. Now, it's interesting, there's no indication that Jesus offered to lead him to the pool of Siloam. There's no indication he said to one of the disciples, I want you to lead this man to the pool of Siloam. No, this man was going to have to take responsibility. And often in the miracles that we read in the Gospels, Jesus will give somebody something to do that is an act of faith on their part, that is a vital part of bringing about the miracle that they are desiring. And Jesus gives this man an act of faith. So he's going to have to find his way to the pool of Siloam on his own. And Jesus, that's all he told him. He didn't say what would happen. He said, just go and wash in the pool of Siloam. And we're going to have to pause here, but next week we're going to pick up, I'm sorry, tomorrow, not next week, tomorrow, because this is Thursday. Tomorrow we're going to pick up right here and proceed with this incredible miracle and the impact it had on this man's life. This is the Awakening Podcast. I'm Eddie Hyatt. Hey, I hope you'll check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. eddiehyatt.com. Check out our bookstore. Our books are also available on Amazon. There are articles there. There's also a place, a donate button, if you would like to give to our ministry to help us to spread the good news of Jesus all over the world. I invite you to do so. If you live in the United States, your gifts are tax deductible, and I will look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.